From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. There are reports at this hour of widespread power outages stretching across the Northeast into Canada and parts of the Midwest. New York City is in the midst of a blackout as well. We will have more on this story as soon as possible on the program. But first, to the United Nations Security Council, which has okayed the creation of an interim governing council for post-war Iraq. The same resolution mandates a formal UN mission to provide humanitarian aid to the Iraqi people. The vote was 14-0. Syria, the only Arab member of the council, abstained. Despite the strong vote in favor, many council members expressed dissatisfaction with the final text and the process by which it was achieved. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The resolution gives an initial 12-month mandate to a new UN assistance mission for Iraq, which was important for reasons of funding. The U.S. aid effort in Iraq had been operating on emergency funding, but now will draw from the regular UN budget. Council members strongly supported that move, but they were less comfortable with the text concerning Iraq's 25-member Provisional Governing Council, which was appointed by U.S. officials. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, John Negroponte, acknowledged the concerns, but commended the 14-0 vote for the resolution.
The fact that the Security Council has welcomed the creation of the Governing Council is a reaffirmation of the fact that the Governing Council is an entity with which the rest of the international community and the United Nations can engage. It's not only us saying that, it's a Security Council resolution which says that. The Secretary General has said that.
But Syria's ambassador to the UN, Mikhail Webe, this month's Security Council president, said that in abstaining from the vote, he was representing the strong view of Arab governments about the way the council was selected.
We believe that it is the Iraqi people only who can give legitimacy to the governing council.
Mexican Ambassador Adolfo Aguilar Zinser also expressed reservations. He said the resolution welcoming the formation of the council should not be interpreted as recognition nor an endorsement. Some countries, notably France and Syria, had pushed for language that would provide a timetable for ending the U.S.-led occupation of Iraq and establishing a sovereign government. Some also had sought to expand the role of the United Nations in Iraq to include security. France and India had made that a condition for contributing troops to the peacekeeping effort. The New York Times quotes U.S. officials as saying that the administration decided to forgo obtaining troops from some countries rather than expand the role of the United Nations. Ambassador Negroponte would say only that the new resolution does not expand UN responsibilities.
As far as a future broader resolution is concerned, I don't think we would want to rule anything in or out at this point, but there's certainly no specific proposal on the table.
The U.S. takes the position that a previous Security Council resolution already authorizes troop contributions from other nations. Ambassador Negroponte presented that argument again today.
As you know, Resolution 1483 welcomes contributions by other nations, although we understand that some countries think that more could be said on that subject.
All of the non-permanent Security Council members who addressed the body today complained that they had been left out of consultations on the text of the new resolution until it was too late to make changes in it. Wolfgang Trautwein represented Germany in today's vote.
Without in any way diminishing the substance of this important resolution, I would like to conclude by saying that we would have appreciated a more transparent and comprehensive consultation process among all members of this council.
But Ambassador Negroponte said the substance of the text had been under discussion for weeks, and in his words, there were no surprises. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.